As we heard earlier from Nick Spicer, French President Jacques Chirac says that France would oppose any new UN resolution to authorize war against Iraq. To get a sense of what might happen next on the diplomatic front, we've called upon Colm Lynch, who covers the United Nations for The Washington Post. Colm Lynch, when does the UN Security Council take its next action on Iraq?
Well, it looks like the Council will be meeting sometime this week to consider a U.S. and perhaps British resolution. It's not clear who will introduce it. The expectation was that would happen tomorrow. However, with the French veto threat, I think they're going to have to really consider their strategy here. But it's still looking as though the administration has its eye on introduction of some sort of resolution this week.
But is there a debate at this point, not only over when, but over whether to go back to the Security Council?
Well, there's always been a sort of debate over whether to go to the Security Council. I mean, the Bush administration has always taken the position that it doesn't need another resolution, that it has the authority, it has congressional resolutions authorizing the president to launch a war against Iraq if he deems it necessary. But there is sort of a political reality which would require a UN resolution at least reaching some sort of finding that Iraq is in of clear violation of its obligations, and that would provide some sort of political cover not only for the United States but for other governments that would be interested in participating with the United States in such action.
So while that question is hovering over the UN Security Council, the arms inspectors, meanwhile, go back to Iraq, and, well, they have the missiles to deal with first. They found that a whole fleet of missiles and their motors in Iraq violate by, I think, about 20 miles, the limits that were imposed on range for Iraqi missiles. Do we start witnessing that destruction now right away?
Yes, we should be seeing that quite soon. However, Dr. Blix, the chief UN weapons inspector, has not said exactly what he intends to do with these missiles. There was a formal finding that these missiles are in violation. It's not clear how many there are. They've been distributed and deployed to field commanders around the country and are intended, I presume, from the Iraqi side to play some part in the defense of Iraq in the event of a U.S.-led war. So it's not all that clear how willing Iraq would be to give up these things. But I would expect Blix to probably send a pretty clear signal to the Iraqis that they are really going to have to get rid of these things, submit to their destruction, or find some other way to neutralize them.
Do you hear anything in U.S. statements following the presentation to the UN Security Council by Hans Blix, or this speech by the French foreign minister, or the demonstrations both in the U.S. and in Europe, or the remarks of Jacques Chirac today, do you hear anything that suggests the U.S. is willing to push off the date at which it might begin an attack against Iraq?
I mean, there already is talk about a certain amount of delay. The French foreign minister last week called on the Security Council to meet again in the middle of March to sort of hear from the inspectors whether the Iraqis have sort of lived up to their disarmament obligations. The United States has not been willing to sort of agree to that next meeting, but there will be another meeting probably on March 3rd, which will provide the inspectors with another opportunity to brief the Council. The U.S. and the British have both said they're willing to give this process weeks, not months, so that still, you know, signals that the Americans are willing to play this out for a bit longer, but they haven't taken the decision that this sort of momentum against war is sufficient enough to get them to sort of change their position, and they still do seem pretty much committed to moving ahead, possibly with military action if necessary.
Colm Lynch, UN reporter for The Washington Post, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
All right, thanks for having me, Robert.